On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's basketball team will host Minnesota State and Southwest State this weekend. Kate Warmack with us. 17 points in a loss last weekend to Concordia. Congratulations on the point production, but it certainly appears anyway from just purely looking at the box score and the score that defensively you guys had a struggle last weekend. What was it about that end of the floor?
I think we just need to get better at communication, talking to each other, knowing what everyone else is doing. Everyone's on the same page, and we just can't have as many breakdowns as we did.
When a team is shooting as well as Concordia was in particular, when defensively things are going bad, how can you try to stop it?
You know, when our defense is bad, that's when we got to, you know, just make sure that we're staying focused on offense and just not let them get on such a snowballing effect. When they get 3 points, not let them get 6 to 9. You know, once they are on a roll, we need to step up and try and stop that roll as soon as we can.
Offensively for you, obviously, 17 is a pretty good night. What was going right for you?
I think I was just focused, and I had good moves. I had moves that I planned ahead that I was going to do in the game. So I think just being confident out there and looking at the basket before you shoot it, and I think that's what went well for me.
When you've got a hot hand, the other teammates obviously need to find you. They, in your mind, do a good job of that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I call for the ball, and they definitely take a look inside, you know, when I'm calling for it. So they do a great job of getting me the ball.
Mankato and Southwest, as a team, how do you feel you guys match up with them?
You know, every given night we are able to beat anybody, so we just got to come out with a lot of focus and energy, and I think we'll do pretty well.
Games 3 and 4 of the homestand, being at home this long, this point of the season is a pretty good thing, isn't it?
Definitely. Being at home is definitely an advantage. We got the fans and just the familiar territory to help us out a little bit.
This is a weekend in which the Bemidji Bombers Youth Basketball Association is going to be playing at halftime of both games, and they're all going to be here. And remember back to your youth. When did you get involved in basketball, and what made you like it so much?
Definitely at a young age. I was tall, so I think that's what made me choose basketball. And I always remember playing at halftime of the varsity girls' games, and you know, it's exciting, it's fun, and I just hope that the little kids can get out there and have a great time like I used to have.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.